Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, it's great to be back after a little bit of a layoff. It's always a pleasure coming to you here, live and in living color on your radio dial at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and as we have been doing for a number of years now. And we'll remind everyone that we do have our streaming of the shows back up on the Valhalla Horizon, so go on site, look there, and take a listen to some of the shows from the past if you'd like. And also that these shows are rebroadcast after the live broadcast here at 9 o'clock at 6 o'clock this evening. And got a interesting show lined up here in a minute. If my guest will get here in a few minutes, Kenzie Adams is supposed to be coming in, and we've got a whole bunch of things to talk about our new, Randy just called it our marble dome here in Salina, where we got a little grant to do some work on our marble yard down at the fairgrounds. And also I think they've got a memorial marble tournament coming up here in a few days, quite a few things there, and we're getting ready to, with this year of 2020, we're getting ready to launch into our 150-year celebration of the creation of the County of Clay here in Salina. So we got a bunch of things to talk about there. We've got a pretty good list of birthdays and anniversaries today, and I believe since we missed last week, we'll probably draw out two today and try to catch everything back up, so we won't slide anyone that may have called in last week. But with that, I think we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. but there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we still haven't found Kenzie. If anybody knows where Kenzie's at, tell him to get down to the courthouse where he's supposed to be. But we're in luck. Mayor Del Reagan just walked in the door. I think he was going to, he's got something he wants to tell everyone. And then we may let him stay a little while and we'll just talk about some things. Go ahead, Dale. What we got going on?
Well, good morning and thank you so much. And I apologize for the intrusion. But I would like to bring everybody up to date and remind everybody about the upcoming public meeting and application workshop that we have for our home rehabilitation project. Our THDA housing project that we've got ongoing, and that'll be taking place this coming Tuesday evening, January the 7th, at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and that's going to be at the Clay County Government Complex, or as most everyone commonly knows it, at the Community Center. And we would certainly like to invite everybody that if you have a need, please come out and be with us. There'll probably be about four, five, six folks, about three or four from the development district, a couple from my office there to help go over the application process and everything. And we'll get started on that and get everybody that feels like that they would love to put an application in. We certainly want to give you the opportunity to do that. And then they will we'll have about a two-week period there for the application to be completed. You can take them back home with you if you wish and do that and get them back to my office by 4:30 on Tuesday, January the 21st. So
that's coming up, and folks, you need to get down there.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to, and I'm hoping that the papers got it out. I'm not really for sure where the holidays hit us there. Couple of weeks, and I think maybe the Horizon didn't have a
right
paper.
I don't think they published
so
this week.
We're hoping that maybe they got it out in an earlier publication, but if not, we're trying to get the word out there. I know I sent it up to folks up there at the radio station, and hopefully they will announce that for us as well. As we've sent it out to the Chamber of Commerce, they've got it on their digital sign out there running, as well as the library and a lot of different places we've posted it. So we want everybody to try their very best if you have a need to come out and at least put an application in for it and everything, because there's a lot of different criteria that it takes, you know, to be eligible for this application.
What, have you got some of those with you this morning?
I do. If I've got a, if you allow me a moment.
Apparently we've got plenty of time right now.
And these are examples of work that can be done with updating folks' homes for plumbing, electrical, HVAC systems, heating and cooling, foundations, subfloor and replacement repair, roof truss repair, roof replacement, handicap accessibility, and windows and door repair replacement. So that's just a little bit of examples of what this grant is going to be able to do. I know we've got $500,000, $500,000 in grant funding to help do that. And in the scope of things, you know, in my eyes, that's a lot of money. But once you get started doing a lot of repairs and stuff, it don't go very far. But we want to try our best to aid the most of the people out there that we possibly can. And the household size, and it's got an income limit, it's like a household size of one person. Their income limit is $29,400, and it goes from there on up to a scale. And so that's some of the things that we'd love for everybody to come down and at least, you know, that to see if you would be eligible for it. We're hoping that everybody be eligible, but we know that we won't be able to serve everybody, but we'll try our very best to serve those that, and they'll take it by the extreme need first and then start going down the scale and everything. And the people with THDA will be the ones that will be doing that classification and everything. So, but it's our job to get that word out there and get the people in here so that they can apply for this.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely don't have any money left over.
No, and we don't. And we're going to do our best after this and is over with. We'll go turn right around and we'll put in another application for it. It takes probably about a year and a half, something like that, time that we'll get the application process in, and they come out and they do the inspections, and they will send out folks with the housing department to come out and do the inspection and stuff on the houses and stuff.
Okay, what department is this grant from?
It's from the Tennessee Housing Department. It's a state and also kind of a state and federal grant. It's the Tennessee Housing Department Authority. I guess what the acronym is. I just always call it the THDA, Housing Authority. And so it's one's been ongoing for years and years and years.
Right. I know there's very, very few newscasts that doesn't go by where there's an announcement of one of these grants for one of our counties here in Tennessee. And,
right.
And it's great that we're getting one here. Is there any match to this?
No. No, there's not. No, it's 100%. It's 100% grant when it comes to this, and there is though some criteria that you're obligated to do a 5-year deed of trust to the Department of Housing Authority, and within that 5-year period you can't sell the home, or if you do, it depreciates. You have to pay up a certain percentage of it back, and I think 1 year you have to pay it. If you get your house fixed up and you turn around and you say, hey, I want to sell it, well, you do that, you got to pay 100% of it back. After 1 year, it's 80% repay. After 2 years, it's 60%, and it just goes down the scale like that. And after 5 years, it's zero. So, I mean,
I know that's something that you hear all the time, where we have grants for buildings that are refurbished, reconditioned, redone, remodeled and things, and the owners will turn around in a couple of years and say, and you hear the folks out the well, they've made them a big profit on that.
Yeah, they can't.
It don't work that way, does it?
No, it don't. And they have to pay that back. Of course, it's like anything else, it'll depreciate after a certain period of time, and it goes down the scale and everything. But one thing that I will mention, that in the past they've have done manufactured homes and stuff, you know, like replacement. They don't do that anymore. This program here is not eligible for that.
Okay, then, you know, there is a definition for. You know, a lot of these modular homes, by definition, some of them are not, they're not really what we would call house trailers, are they? I think there's a way, if they're on like a permanent foundation and things like that, that they do qualify for this type of thing, don't they?
Yeah, and I think that could be some of the questions. I know we had a meeting back in, I believe it was in November, maybe it was October, November, and just kind of... a town hall meeting for everyone, and we had a good turnout. We had probably about 30-something folks that showed up for that, and some of those questions were asked, and I think some of them got answered and everything. So hopefully that if you have any more questions, or feel free to call my office at 243-2161, and Lisa and Donna will be there. And of course, Lisa is one of the ones that will be there Tuesday night, Lord willing, helping us with this, as well as Squeaky Sandra, and
right.
Our senior citizen, and I think she's a. Today is their bingo day down there, one of their bingo days, so she's going to go over it with all the folks there as well. So I just want to do our very best to do our, you know, job to try to get the word out there to people and everything. And Thomas, thank you again for letting me barge in here and do.
Well, now you're not going to run off, are you?
Oh no, not
no. Okay.
Run me off.
All right. I'm not going to do that right now. Let's take a little short break. Come back, and I know it's right now at the beginning of a new year and the closing out of 2019, and I do know that someone, you know, kind of wanted to predict what was going to happen next year, but they said they didn't have 2020 vision.
Yeah.
So that's my pun for today. If anyone knows me, they do know I like word plays and puns. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back in a minute. And I don't think we've had a county court meeting since the last time you were here, but there's some things that I know you'd like to explain to people. I know the headline of the paper this week, the wheel tax,
something
that talk a little bit about some of the other things going on.
Okay.
And I know maybe I'm sure you've got an update on the hospital or anything, but we might talk about that a little bit and just some of the good news that's happened here in Clay County this past year. We'll be
sure.
Back just in a minute.
Okay.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan happened to walk in this morning, and well, he came prepared to talk about some things. And I know there's lots of other things. I know we're closing out 2019, going into 2020. We're getting ready to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Clay County, as we said earlier. And we had a very important birthday here in the county. I know lots of folks showed up for this one. And that was Uncle Willie McLaren.
Yeah.
He celebrated his 100th birthday on January the 1st, but they had a celebration for him down at the community center, and that place was packed down there Saturday. But now Uncle Willie, he has given me the secret to living, how to live to be 100 years old.
Don't have nothing to do with green beans, has it?
Well, that's all you have to do is eat green beans every day for 100 years, and he guarantees you'll live to be 100.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Yeah. Can't miss it. No, that's a milestone, and that's a very blessing. We got invited to come, and we did a proclamation honoring his life of 100 years here on the earth, and we were certainly glad to get to be invited to come to do that for him.
Well, I can remember about 71 of those years being around him, growing up, of course, around, with, as a family around him. And, you know, it's just the amount of energy the man has always had his entire life. And, you know, for his age now, it's still a lot of energy there. It's not a lot of motion energy, but you can just see that he's still wound up tight and wants to do things. And
it's amazing to me how sharp his mind still is. I mean, he can sit down and talk to you and really have a very knowledgeable conversation.
Well, I know I spoke a little bit to him Saturday, and I asked him what he thought about next year. He said, I don't see no reason to do any dying right now. So he's looking forward to 101 now.
And I think yesterday was the official day of his birthday.
Yes, it was.
And, happy birthday, Papa.
Okay, and, you know, Dale, I know, like I said, there are a bunch of things. We could sit here and look through, you know, we Clay County got a bad rap this past year on quite a few things. I know we had the feds come in here with all of their stuff on the opiate crisis and everything. We got all kinds of headlines. We even had some national notoriety and all that kind of thing. I don't know what else we had going on. I know some things just weren't favorable to us, but the good things that's happened in this county this past year, I know that one of the bad things was the loss of the hospital. And you want to give us a little rundown, maybe? What does anyone know exactly where that process is right now, other than the feds?
Well, I mean, you're talking about the hospital?
Yeah, reopening.
Reopening of the hospital. The only thing that I have not talked with any of them in the last, since the holidays. And the last account was, I know that they were still working with the federal government, with Congressman Black's office, or Congressman Rose's office, and Senator Black's office, and all those that on the Medicare. Their licensure on that, and I know they said that they could go ahead and get started if they wanted to, but probably 98% of their patients would be those that were on Medicaid, Medicare, so that's where they would be getting their reimbursement money back to help keep them going, and so they're still waiting on that, and I haven't heard anything any different at this point.
Well, you know, we all know that if we've spoken to anyone in the healthcare industry, that the repayment on Medicare, Medicaid services is slow enough anyway, because a lot of times, you know, they're months behind on getting their money from the time that a patient does enter there. And I know when you spent that much money up front, you've got to start getting a little income.
Yeah, you've got your payroll and all the taxes and stuff that you get, income tax and stuff, you know, is always there, and that has to be met, you know. And you gotta have that enough to cover that up front. So I'm sure they're taking precautions about as far as, you know, getting everything in order before they do that. But like I said, I've not heard anything up to date other than before the holidays and stuff, and I've had that opportunity. And you know, you're a good point there. On we sent down a resolution from the county court back in December on asking the state legislators to look at the reimbursement rates on TennCare compared to Medicaid when it comes to the ambulance service, our emergency medical services and stuff with our, and we've asked for them to at least make it equalized to what Medicaid, Medicare reimbursement rate is to our ambulance service compared to what TennCare is right now, and it's not nowhere near that. And there's not been an increase in TennCare for, I forget how many years it's been, if there has been one since it started. And so we're asking for that, and hopefully the legislators, and I know they see a need, and hopefully our legislators will look at that and at least bring that up to be an equal to what Medicaid, Medicare reimburses them back on their rates.
Well, you know, we've been here for, golly, for days and talk about the TennCare thing, which, you know, started as, I guess, a program that a lot of people said was too good, and so they tried to make it less good, and kind of wound up nearly destroying it and a lot of the health care systems here in the state of Tennessee. And we do know that this is one of the problems with our rural hospitals closing is the fact of the reimbursement from the federal government, the rate that we get here compared to some of our neighboring states, well, like over just across the state line into Kentucky. You know, I think they have a different reimbursement rate over there than we have here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it makes it kind of hard to operate, doesn't it?
And two, I know they did enact a law, and it went into effect January 1, yesterday, I think, about where that your health care facilities, the hospitals, has to give you a breakdown of, you know, the cost of everything, and not you don't go into it and kind of in a blind side whenever, you know, you get your bills back or whatever. And they have to put that up and present that with you first so that you have a choice, you know, that you can, I guess, can look and see, well, if that's something I really need to do right now or can afford or whatever.
Well, you know, that's something that, you know, we see the horror stories on TV all the time about people getting blindsided when they were handed a hospital bill, when they were, you know, given like an estimate or something to begin with, and then all at once there's something that shows up there that's like $100,000. No. And, you know, that's not something any normal person can absorb, is it?
No, and I know it's getting harder and harder for your physicians to operate on kind of, they're being hit with a lot of different, you know, malpractice lawsuits and stuff like that are out there all the time and everything. So, I mean, you know, they get hit with that kind of stuff. So it's just it's an ongoing, revolving door when it comes to the liabilities and stuff that they're all faced with and everything.
Okay, but we'll take a little short break here in a minute. But before we do, I'm going to read off a fairly lengthy list of birthdays today. And some of them aren't going to be eligible for the drawing. Some of them are just folks that folks have kind of mentioned their names and maybe didn't bother to call in, but said, you know, wish them a happy birthday on the radio station. We try to kind of follow the thing. If you don't call in, that doesn't make you an official, officially where you can put your name in the drawing.
Right.
But we've got quite a few of them, beginning with Miss Elsie Garrett, who celebrated a birthday on the 22nd. And as I said, some of these may be more than a week old because we kind of ran into a stumbling block last week where the host of the show woke up on Thursday morning and realized we were supposed to be having a radio show that day. And being the day after the big holiday, we couldn't find any guests. And I couldn't get a hold of Dale. I could usually get a hold of him, and he can come in, we can talk for an hour about anything, but it didn't work that way last week. But with all that said, Elsie, happy birthday to you. And also, Delma Crawford on the 27th turned 79, and this was called in, I guess, by her daughter Tammy, and wishing her happy birthday, Mark, Nathaniel, Jaden, and Tia. They'd all like to wish her a happy birthday on the 27th. And then on the 26th, Don and Anita Cherry out in the Pine Hill area celebrated an anniversary. And then Hallie Ruth Daly's brother-in-law called in to wish her a happy birthday. Didn't leave his name, just said he was her brother-in-law. And also Hunter Combs celebrated a birthday on the 30th, and a 16th anniversary for Billy and Shelba Strong. So we wish them a happy anniversary. And also, of course, we mentioned Uncle Willie on the 1st. And then looking on down through here, Bryce Barlow, his Nana Sherry Barlow, we want to wish him a happy birthday. And I can mention, I guess, that my brother Bob celebrated a birthday here toward the end of December. So he's up in Knoxville, but we wish him a happy birthday anyway. And then one of my former students I know celebrated a birthday, and that's Danny Merle Thompson, who lives up in Indianapolis. And if we can ever catch Danny down here on a Thursday, he's agreed to come in and talk to us about the Indianapolis Colts. Danny has a couple, three of those Super Bowl rings. He was the equipment manager for the Indianapolis Colts for a number of years, retired a few years ago.
He was one of the main cogs then.
Yes, he was. He's the man that kept them all kept them out on the field. And, of course, like I said, Danny's a former student also. And the last lady here was one of my high school teachers and was also a colleague when I started teaching. That's Miss Laquana Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrated a birthday on December the 31st. So we'd like to wish all these folks a happy birthday. And we'll toward the end of the program, we've got a selected number in the pot we'll draw out, and we'll give We're going to actually dial two numbers. We'll give away two cakes since we missed one last week. And with that, Lo, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan just got a phone call, and I think he may be having to leave us here in a few minutes, but before he goes, I know I'd like to give him an opportunity to maybe talk about some of the bright things that are coming up. I know the jail project is moving along, and looking forward to the next year, Mayor. What can we expect?
Well, we've applied for a lot of different grants and stuff, whether it be in CDBGs or the ARCs, and I know Dr. Young and Kevin and all that group out there, all his volunteers have done a great job as far as applying for grants through the 3-star program. And the 3-star program, I know they've been on here a lot of times, several different times, talking about it and explaining to it, but it's a very important part of our county, and as far as whenever the downtown revitalization programs and stuff that takes place, all that goes through the 3-star programs.
Did we ever have any luck of expanding the area, the footprint of those grants? Are we still working on that?
He's still working on that. I know he was striving very hard to try to get them to extend that on up, you know, like the Lake Avenue area and up in there. And last count was, we thought we had it, or he, you know, they thought they had it worked out, and then come back, and then they said no. And then I know Doc Young will be working hard on that. He won't give up till they finally just kind of just say that's it, what thing. So I mean he keeps on with that, and they've been working real hard with the work at home initiative and getting that set up. And I want to thank all involved in that. I mean Miss Judy Crow has been one of the main like I said cogs in the wheel and everything whenever it comes to that, as well as Dr. Young and so many others that have been working hard through our workforce development group. And our CDBG that we applied for a new ambulance, that should be coming down. We're hoping that we'll be getting that here in February, hopefully. If it all works out, we had to do a little amending on that. We've also got a recycling equipment grant for our solid waste department down there. We're hoping to be getting a new horizontal baler coming in. It's about a $65,000-$70,000 piece of equipment for that, and so hopefully that'll be coming up in the spring. So a lot of good things are taking place, and I know you're talking about the jail, and we're on the track of that as far as getting that going. But the commissioners now are looking at the possibility of the vote on a additional wheel tax to help fund that, and they'll be voting on that this coming Monday night on the second reading of that. They have to vote on that on two readings. And so
what's the process? Is there the next step to that would be after they approve it?
It's 30 days of public referendum. So, I mean, in other words, it gets 30 days. If it passes Monday night, it'll be 30 days there that, you know, that the public can look at it as far as it, if it gets petitioned, it goes on to a public referendum. And
what does it take to get that? How many of the registered voters?
I think it's about 10% of the registered voters that voted in the last gubernatorial governor's race. I think that's what it is and everything. So, this has been something that's been ongoing for 30-something plus years.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's something that we got to, it's not going to go away. And the sheriff does an outstanding job with his staff and what they got to work with and everything, but he can just do so much.
Well, you know, we look at those numbers there. When you look there, and then there, our jail we have now is set up to house 14 prisoners without any type of selective housing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to take care of juveniles.
We can't do sight and sound separation, and that's one of the reasons why that the state has held us to the accountability of not being able to house female prisoners. We can house female prisoners or male prisoners. We can't house them both and everything. So, I mean, you know, that's another thing that he's faced with, that he's having to deal with. And it's getting to the point now to where and we've got over the past couple of years, we've farmed out inmates out into probably anywhere from 5 to 8 different counties across the state, mid-state. And that's costing the county taxpayers. And we're looking at every aspect that we possibly could, you know, to try to make this as easy on the citizens as we possibly could. But it comes down to the point where with the present budget and the cash flow funding stream that we have, you know, we're going to have to do something. And this is what the commissioners have decided that they want to put in consideration, and that's what they're voting on.
Okay, and in a bright spot here, I know I had talked to the property assessor, Mr. Billy Smith, this morning, and I think he got busy down at the office and couldn't make it up either. But I do know that we have, I think maybe a little bit over 350 new building lots that have been sold here in this county, and I think that's with a lot of, you know, online sales and things like that. But you know, if we get 20% of them to come in here and build a summer vacation home, that's going to really add some money to our tax base. And also, you know, each time someone builds a vacation home here or something, we know they're going to spend money here in Salina while they're here.
Right, and that's and the growth, and we're hoping, you know, that in a positive manner, that we will be having growth, and we have had growth. We've had quite a bit of building going on. And a lot of times, you know, whenever they go to add that to the tax roll, and Tika can speak more on that because that's his expertise and everything, that a lot of people says, well, we had 3 houses built last year. Where can we see the effects of that? Well, it takes like a year or so before he ever gets all that added on there and everything. And keep in mind, too, that the value, our value, is based on the appraisals that we get done through the state. And as of right now, the value of our penny here in Clay County is about $11,444 is what one penny generates. So it takes several pennies to make, be able to operate.
Right. And I know in kind of a joking manner, a lot of folks I've heard them say, well, my property's appraised way, my tax rate's too high, that appraisal's too high. But then you look over and say, would you sell it for that? The appraisal rate is nowhere near the true value of the property in this county, is it?
No,
and that's true all over the state. It's not just Clay County.
No, it's not. And we're kind of in a little bit of a different situation here because we got a lot of property with a tune of about 50-something thousand acres that are controlled by the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
So a lot of the property, Clay County is made up of about 259,000 acres, something like that.
Yeah.
And I know I'll miss that number somewhere or another, but TK will tell you more about that. And so when you go to looking at that and you look at some of the other neighboring counties and you say, well, their property tax is not as high as yours is based on, your base rate. Well, they have more property, that they can tax. And so we're limited, to, I love, Clay County. We're small in a sense of where we're at and everything, but you don't have as much property out there that you can tax. Now, going back to what I said about the Corps of Engineers, we do get taxes off of them
right.
In lieu of tax.
In lieu of, right.
And, but it still don't.
It's not what it ought to be.
I mean, I
say that you can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're looking at that. Not just us, but
all over the country.
DeKalb County and others that have land that's controlled by the Corps of Engineers, and we do have, a lot of people think, well, that the Corps of Engineers only control the Delhalla Lake, not necessarily because the river. They control the river, and really the river, the Cumberland River, is considered the Cordell-Hull Lake. And so a lot of the land on the shorelines and stuff that backs up into the hollows and stuff like that and everything, is controlled by the Corps of Engineers. So that's land that we can't tax, but we do get some taxes off of it.
Looking at the good side and the bad side of that, around the Corps property, there is a safety zone built around there, especially around Delhalla Lake. And, of course, that's one of the main reasons why Delhalla Lake has remained that clear, beautiful lake it has,
yeah.
But that's a two-edged sword.
It is.
It also prevents, those $14-15 million houses being built with a view of the lake. Well, Center Hill, I think, there's been quite a few of the, like the music stars that come up and build these big multi-million-dollar houses. But, that can't happen here because the Corps is very protective of the shoreline of this.
They are.
Which is great in one way, but as I said, it's a hindrance in other ways.
And you said it a moment ago, it's kind of a two-edged sword and everything, but still yet, it's a blessing. And we have one of the most beautiful lakes in the country, in the nation. And that's one of the reasons why that they're so protective of it and everything. But we're so thankful that we have, a million plus visitors that comes up and visits with us to enjoy the lake every year, and we're thankful for that. But we have our challenges and everything. But,
I really think maybe the National Park Service ought to give us a stipend for keeping this lake as pristine as we have all these years.
We have
making it the show place that it is.
We have a meeting coming up next week that myself and Mayor Spears, and as well as a couple, two, three more, that we had the governor had the rural summit meeting back in August. I guess it was August, late August, early September in Perry County. And so we're going to be meeting at Standing Stone State Park next Wednesday, I believe it is, and going over some of the things that TDEC. They're in control of a lot of the state parks and stuff, and that's one thing we don't have. We don't have a state park here in our county, but we have one just across the road here.
Well, we do have a few acres. Doesn't it kind of dribble over a few acres into Clay County?
It does. And so we're going to talk to them and see if there's anything out there that they can do to help us, as far as I know that one of the things that the city has been working real hard on is trying to obtain Dawson Park up here, and we got a we got a health grant of $20,000 to help to go toward that, and on the walking trail to upgrade that, and some of the other things that needs to be. So we're working. I know Tanya and them is working hard with the Corps of Engineers to try to get that secured, and hopefully here in the next month or so that they'll be able to have it handed over to them in hand, the lease for that. And once that happens, that'll turn them loose to do a lot of things, and that'd be a great asset for us here.
You know, that's one of our hidden jewels. So many folks don't realize that little sign they're saying, well, what's behind that little sign saying Donaldson Park this way,
exactly.
Do they?
We went up there last week, I think it was, last week or week before last one, and walked around the old walking trail, and it's not all that bad.
It's pretty good shape now.
It is. It just needs a little TLC, and so with the help of the Department of Health and the city and everyone else that has been pulling for this, and certainly the Corps of Engineers, I mean, they have got to go through and everything. So it's taking a little bit longer than what we would hope for. But 2020, looks like we're going to get that accomplished.
Our vision may be clearing up a little.
Lord be our helper, you know, we're going to keep a hammering at it and everything. So, but Thomas, again, thank you so much.
Okay, and I know you've got a meeting with the sheriff and some other folks. So, I'm glad you happened to drop in this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and again, I apologize for intruding on you. But thank you for the opportunity to get to let everybody know out there the upcoming meeting on. Next Tuesday evening at 5:00 down there at the community center about the TH housing rehabilitation grant project and everything.
You're welcome to intrude anytime you wish.
Thank you so much.
All right. With that, we'll take a little short break and we'll come back and kind of wrap things up here in a few minutes. We've got quite a few more interesting things to talk about. We'll be back just in a minute. Thank you, sir.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. And once again, I know we've got a little bit of time left, and I'd really like to thank Mayor Reagan, who just happened to drop in and happened to drop in at a very, very good time and had a bunch of good information. And I think we covered a lot of stuff. I know he was talking about the TDEC, the home, I guess call it modernization, updating, or whatever. That big meeting is very important. And if folks out there listening to us, if you're interested in this, get down there to that meeting. Because it's money, and it doesn't cost you anything, and if you're eligible for it, you know, get down and take care of that. I want to remind everyone, you know, the number to call on our birthday is 243-5574, and here in a few minutes, we'll be drawing out a name for that. And looking at some of the other things here, I know we're getting ready and going to try and set up and do a monthly show on our 150-year celebration here and kind of update folks. I know we've had a lot of folks that, you know, have asked what's going on with that. Well, a whole lot of what's been going on has been kind of behind the scenes, but there have been some very important things going on, and one of them is getting ready to draw to a close, and I think they have maybe added a few days to that, and that is completing a family tree. If you've never done one of these, it's one of the most interesting things to sit down with Melissa or I think Miss Brewer, McKenzie, some of those folks, and kind of go through and track down your generations of your family back through about five generations. Some very interesting things you can find, everything from marriage certificates, birth certificates, death certificates. You can look through driver's license. I mean, all this material now is available online if you take a few minutes and if you've got somebody to guide you through this stuff. It's very, very interesting stuff there in your family histories. And I know the family tree thing, I think the deadline was supposed to be the 31st of December. But I think they have decided maybe if you can get it into them sometime in the next couple of days, that they can take care of it. And I know they have got a form for that. But if you're just sitting at home and don't have one of those forms and you want to bother to go through and track down the up through, I think, about five generations of your family and write them down to where they can read them and everything, I think they can take care of that. So, you know, if you're going to do it, you need to get on to it pretty quick now. And let's see, also going on right now, voting for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. The voting on that is an online voting of the members that are in the Hall of Fame now. So if you're a member of that or you know someone who is and you haven't voted yet, you need to make preparations to get that voting done here in the next few days. I know that is drawing to a close. And let's see, looking on down my list. Oh, a couple of things that happened on this day in history. One of these is pretty kind of significant here. A guy named Willis Carrier got the first patent for an air conditioner on this day in 1906. And if my memory serves me correct, his company is, I think, is still in business today. And then another, I guess this is kind of an infamous bill here that President Nixon signed in 1974. He signed the double nickel bill, which limited all the speed limits on the interstates to 55 miles an hour, which didn't work out very well. That was supposed to save so many millions of dollars and also save so many millions of gallons of gasoline and petroleum products. But that didn't last a long time. That's probably one of the more aggravating laws that we've ever had. And looking on down through, you know, some of the things that here in Tennessee and, well, I get all over the country, and that is this, this expanded driver's license or this national ID type driver's license. Now, you can get that service taken care of down at the clerk's office here in Salina, and it's a whole lot faster down there than it is driving over to Cookeville and getting that big long line over there. And I know in this thing, I think everybody in Tennessee is going to have to have this done maybe this year. And what it does, it puts a little star on your driver's license, which proves that you are a citizen, that you are who you say you are, and that you match that photo there. And you know, I did mine, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know, all I'd have to do is take my passport down there, and they'd fix me right up with that. But it didn't hardly work that way. There is a number of documents that you have to bring in, and that list is online, or they can give you the list down there of the documents that you need to bring in, and they can actually take your picture down there, and they'll give you a temporary license while this one, your permanent, comes in. And this is the license that will allow you to have faster check-in at the airports. And I think maybe that it's going in that you actually can't, where ID is required to enter any type of government building, that if you don't have one of these driver's license, that they're not going to let you in. So, you know, it's a pretty major change. Kind of, I guess it is a national ID card of some kind. I know a lot of folks don't like the idea of the federal government having too much information on them, but I don't know how they could get much more than they've already got. But that's something that you need to go down and check on. And also, I know another service that's down there that if you're thinking about renewing your passport or getting a passport, that service can now be completed down at one of the clerk's offices down there, including taking the pictures, and they'll help you with all the paperwork and stuff on that. The only major problem that I ran into on getting my passport was that we couldn't find a white backdrop that my head didn't blend into. So it took a bunch of pictures to to distinguish where my gray hair ended and the backdrop started, but I don't think most folks have that problem. But and also now the let's see, I'm jumping around a little bit. The sesquicentennial, like I said, we're working on the website. It's not active yet, but if you want to write down the name of that website, it's Clay, C-L-A-Y, clayco150.com. And this will be a site that has information about the events going on with the sesquicentennial stuff, all the things that are going on. And, folks, we still need all the volunteers that we can get from all the various communities. We need histories of some of the communities that no longer exist here in Clay County. We need volunteers that will be working on various things out within the county, gathering materials, getting pictures, going out and doing things, maybe even like doing a recording of talking to Grandma or Grandpa about the good old days. These are some of the things that will really make this an interesting 6 months leading up to the celebration in June. So, you know, keep that in mind. And with that, I guess we're about to run out of time. I think I've rambled around here for a few minutes, but it's about time to go. So I'm going to reach in the pot here and draw out a number, and we're going to give away one of these delicious ice cream cakes today. The first one, Don and Anita Cherry. You may go out by the Clay County Chamber and pick up that Dairy Queen gift card out there and run by over there and pick up your cake. And I'm going to reach in here and get one more since we missed last week. And that one is, it looks like, Hallie Ruth Daly. So, Hallie Ruth, go over by and pick that one up. And also Don and Anita. And with that, I guess it's about time. We said, you know, it's been a pleasure being here with you again this morning. Don't forget to tune us in this evening at 6 o'clock. Go online to Dale Hollow Horizon and listen to it streaming there. And with that, I guess we've got everything, all the doors shut here, everything's put back in the stables where it belongs. So I guess we can say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again next week, same time, same channel, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. but there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.